winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Arrow Season 6, Episode 1, Recap. I think it's called Falling Out or something. Anyway, I'm sorry I'm a few days late, but stuff got busy. I got busy working, got busy yesterday. But I'm here today, Saturday, the 14th, 2017. Talking about Arrow Season 6, Episode 1, Recap. Okay, I'm just going to give you a few highlights and talk about what I liked about this episode. Picks up 5 months after the Anew exploded. You know, remember the cliffhanger where it looked like everybody's dead? Well, the episode opens where 5 months later, and very, very quickly, within the first 10 minutes, you realize 90% of the people are alive and well. The only two people that died are me and you, were Oliver's baby's mama, I think her name was Samantha. Thea didn't die, but she's in a coma right now in a hospital. They should have killed her. I'm sorry. She has no more purposeness on the show. One could say, yeah, she's Oliver's last remaining relative from before the island. Everybody else died, which is really sad, but they should have killed her. Well, that's my feeling. Anyway, the villain of this episode was Black Siren. She was after Oliver and his group. I really don't know why I forget. But it showed what everyone was doing in the last 5 months. Diggle is having a problem shooting his gun for some reason. That can be interesting coming up. The audience is all broken up because in the flashback it showed him shooting Black Siren on me and you. And if you know anything about the show, Black Siren is the doppelganger of Noble Lance, his daughter. So, but Quentin shoots her because she was about to shoot and kill Dinah, a new Black Canary. So somehow she got rescued on the new by who, we don't know. It was a mysterious hand who grabbed her, whatever. I'm sure we'll find out mid-season who that hand belongs to. I don't have any theories. It's just a hand right now. Also, what else? Oliver's kid is now living with him, so that's kind of cool. William is now living with Oliver, although William somewhat blames Oliver for his mother's death, and Oliver doesn't know how to handle it. Which I love that dynamic between Oliver and William, because normally Oliver knows exactly what to do exactly at the right time, and he completely helpless with William. He had a loss. So I'm really interested in this story, where it leads. We get the housekeeper Man from the Planet, I think her name is Reza. It's really cool to see her back. And she was barely in the show beforehand, but I'm happy we get to see her again. Also, talking about who's back, Slade Wilson is back. At least for this particular episode, he'll be back later on this season, I'm sure. I'm really happy to see Slade. Whenever Slade's on the show, he elevates the episode for me. Even if it was just a brief time, he elevates it. So I'm happy he's back. What else? The final shot, as Oliver talks William in for bed for listening for him. She tells Oliver to turn on the news, and what does he see? A picture of him as a Green Arrow unmasked. What does this mean? That was the final shot of the episode. I don't know. They've done this once before in season one. Oliver did it. He set up the whole thing to have Diggle mean the hood way back when, just to prove he wasn't it. And then he did it again in season, and then it happened again in season three with Dad. And that's why the arrow, the hood, died, and Green Arrow was born. I don't know how they're going to handle it. I can see it happening to us. I can see it being dragged on for at least a half a season, which would be annoying. But I can also see it being made one to none with one episode. So I don't know. We shall see. I will say this. I loved this season premiere. Gave me all the emotions I wanted. It's a great overall season premiere. It seems like they're back to basics again. Awesome. And we'll see where the season ends up. But that will do it for this Arrow recap. I hope you enjoyed my season premieres recaps for the CW shows. I think my favorite one is The Flash, and then Arrow, and then Supergirl, and then Legends of Tomorrow. If you want to listen to any of them, they're on my Facebook page. They're also on my podcast channel. But that will do it for this particular episode. I'll be back tomorrow with a little on my weekly look up in the sky. But until then, this is Matt. Off to the background.